If Guru is deviating from the original path, so what is the duty of the disciple and who should correct him? And if a disciple hears from another sannyasi about the correct teachings about the Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada gave, and he comes to know that his guru is not following that path, so is this an offense? And if at all a disciple can think like this about his guru, it will not be offense.
What was the first question? There was actually two questions, wasn't it?
If the guru is deviating from the original path, so what is the duty of the disciple?
What is the duty of the disciple if the guru is deviating from the proper path? Srila Prabhupada addresses this in the in his purport to the narration of Bali Maharaj and Shukracharya. Therein he quotes from Mahabharata where the section which Bhishma fights with his guru physically with weapons. He learned how to fight with weapons from Parashuram, but then he used weapons to fight with Parashuram. And he's Bhishma Dev, who's one of the 12 Mahajans, authorities on Dharma, he justified that by quoting this verse, which I'll recite, and which Srila Prabhupada quoted. Guru api avaliptasya karya karya majanataha utpanna pratipannasya parityago vidhiyate. That if the guru is not properly situated, it does not know how to instruct properly, or is hopelessly fallen into sensual activities, then he should be completely rejected. On a recording I heard that Srila Prabhupada said that Jiva Goswami says that this means that one should leave the bogus guru to accept the proper guru. This subject has been treated in Narahari Chakrabarti, Sri Krishna Bhajanamrita, or is it Narihari Sharka? One of those two. In which he says that after the time of Lord Chaitanya, there were many who took the role of gurus but who didn't discharge it very properly. And he said that in such a case, the disciple should approach the guru privately and speak to the guru the teachings that he formerly received from the guru himself. In other words, the guru may have taught him properly previously, but later the guru himself deviates from those instructions, so the disciple should try to bring that to his attention. Although generally, if there is a society of devotees, it's expected that those who are peers of devotees who are for some reason or other not following properly, that their peers or their god brothers would attempt to correct them. There are two ways of in which one can, or two major ways in which one can deviate. There are two principal symptoms of a guru. Shabde pareta nishnatam brahmanyo pashamashrayam. That he is completely absorbed in knowledge, Vedic knowledge, and that he is fully taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this translates into that one, that the guru should speak. I've dealt with these subjects in some great detail previously in lectures. So the point is that he should act, to be a guru one should act according to the injunctions of Shastra, and he should be fully conversant with the proper understanding of Shastra. So if he deviates in either way, either by teaching wrongly or by acting wrongly, then his mandate to teach others ceases. For a disciple to see that, it's not an offense. We come to seek the truth, and if it's clear that the guru is not properly situated, then we should be able to see that. What is there may be some brief or minor departures from the proper standard which should be overlooked, but if there's a serious and prolonged deviation, then something's clearly wrong. So it's not an offense to see that, right? It's intelligence to see that. To blindly follow someone who's not teaching us the proper thing, even if they previously did so, will not help us or anyone else. Right? So now you're ready to reject me? No, one lecture I gave a few years ago, I elaborated, yeah, in Zagreb, on the subject of one follows a guru because he speaks according to Shastra and acts according to Shastra. And if he doesn't, then he's not a guru, that's all. It may be officially rubber stamped a guru, but can't help us advance toward Krishna.